Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. and I am the co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. Today being Wednesday, the 7th of August, 2019, and because of the overwhelming response to last week's Q&A, we are going to continue along that path of Q&A. As you know, Mr. Fuller will address or answer, whatever you want to call it, your questions and concerns. We're all speaking in codification, so you must remember that. And even when you address your or write your questions, make sure that they are at least following the TSA method, think, speak, and act method, so that we can all stay in the codified way. Don't forget, and this is very important, don't forget, for the second hour, to donate. We need to do that. You really need to do that. It's not going to take you but a few seconds to hit the go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, hit that go donate button so we can keep this bad boy going, because it's really good. It is really good and very informing, and I'm very pleased to announce that the millennials are jumping on the bandwagon. So dig in your pockets so that we can continue to have Mr. Fuller address our concerns. Okay, well, I think that's all I have to do with that on out the way. Let me present to some and introduce to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Mr. Fuller, good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm still learning.
Okay. I'm jammed up with Gmails. Of course, we will take the phone calls, and Mr. Fuller will address them. You write me. I will at some point read it. I just don't know when, because Mr. Fuller goes into an explanation and gives many examples of whatever point that he's trying to make to address your concerns. So if you write me, it will be Daryl, as I just wrote you. Your question will be asked. I just do not know when, because there are many before you. So let's go right in to the program. Mr. Fuller, let me give you numbers. I'm sorry. 1-877-932-9766 is the contact number, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And if you decide to use that method, probably not going to get to your question today, but at some point I will get to your question, and then I will tell you in referring back to you that your question is being answered or addressed by Mr. Fuller. Okay, with further no further interruptions. Let's go to the Gmails. And this is iTest. And he says this, Mr. Fuller. He said, Mr. Fuller, what does the strange, gross life of a serial killer, Jeffrey Dahmer, teach us about the system of white supremacy?
Well, what was the question?
The question is, what does the strange, gross life of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer teach us about the system of white supremacy?
Well, I took it as an example of the format for Jeffrey Dahmer, who was a serial killer out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I believe. killed a lot of black people and had black males for the most part, and reportedly had so-called sexual intercourse with their corpses and then chopped up their bodies and stored them in this refrigerator and was eating part of the bodies on a ongoing or intermittent basis, if I have the story correct, if I remember it correctly. And at the time, I told people that Mr. Jeffrey Dahmer was an example of the white supremacist system. That's basically the root of it. He's an example of it, a very, very explicit example of it. I mean, to be fascinated with particularly dead black bodies. Dead black bodies, particularly dead male black bodies. Somehow that's a fascination of the white supremacists. Man, you look at a black person moving around and say, that whatever that is, that should be dead. Not only be dead, but I should kill it. I should kill it. Nobody else, me. They can kill each other and all like that, but that doesn't give me the boost that I need. That doesn't give me the validity that I need. I need that validity. I need it. I need it. That's the white supremacist mindset. I need this for some strange reason. I don't know the reason. Neely Fuller doesn't know the reason. I'm saying I don't know the reason because I don't. But I'm saying the evidence shows this. There, yon goes a black male in the form of what some people say is a person. But whatever you call that thing, that creature moving around, I have a duty to do some kind of harm to it. Go out of my way to do harm to it. Go looking for it to do harm to it. Even when there's not one around. I mean, if I hear about it somewhere on the planet, I got to go and be fascinated with it. And do harm to it, and to destroy it, and preserve it for, you know, even in this, even in my destructive tendencies. Mr. Jeffrey Dahmer, I understand, was asked, why did he do what he did by the detectives? And he said, I don't know, it's just something that I do. It's just something that I do. And they say, well, it's, you know, it's something that you do, and if you were released, would you do it again? And he said, well, I'm pretty certain I will, even if you release me. I just, you know, it's just something that I do. I can't explain it beyond that. Now, this is something that's really happening. This is not fiction. This is something that really happened. I mean, it was numerous bodies. I had an article here that I usually kept, but I didn't get a chance to talk about it. I was going to voluntarily talk about it on air on many occasions, but somehow I misplaced an article talking about Mr. Jeffrey Dahmer. And because I say just what I'm explaining now, when I read it at that time, which was many years ago, I said, now that is the typical mentality, the typical ultimate mentality of the white supremacist mind. That is really what it's all about. And it's beyond comprehension of what we might call the popular mindset or the general mindset of the average person, how the average person would think if they heard a story like that.
Okay.
I mean, so that's what I have to say in response to that.
Okay. Second question on that for eye test is this. Mr. Fuller, finding good movies to watch in this system is hard to do because of the extreme violence in them. Why are we constantly bombarded with violence in our entertainment?
Well, in the system of white supremacy, violence is supposed to be normal. They thrive on it. They thrive on seeing things dead. They're fascinated by death. There's something about death. Death is, you know, there's a old saying, I think they call it an old Japanese saying, life begins with death. So if life begins with death, then life is very short, because death is perpetual. Before you have life, you have death. I think that's what that phrase means, that saying means. So death is very, very dominant. But to be fascinated with death, and to worship it, and to teach others to worship it, black people right now, particularly young black people coming up, we are taught in the system of white supremacy to worship death, to go around in the neighborhood looking at somebody who looks like you, because that's the easy way to go, and shoot that person, kill that person, stab that person, beat that person up, do some type of harm, and try to make that person dead. This is the philosophy of the white supremacists. Worshiping death, make movies about people killing, murder this, murder that. This is this type of murder. Have you heard this murder story? There's a new murder mystery coming out. Make sure that you go to the theaters and see it. There's more murders in this particular movie than have ever any murder mystery movie you have ever seen. And more different types of murders. Whodunits. I mean, and murder all over the place. Be sure and see this movie. And there's another book coming out. And it's a book. I mean, it's a composite of every type of murder that you can possibly think of. Murders that never been heard of before. Everybody needs this book on their shelf right now. You got to get it. Rush out and get this book before they sell out, because there's no murder mystery book the equal of this particular murder mystery book. This type of thing. I'm just giving illustrations of the mindset.
Yes, sir.
And the evidence is all around you. Go into a bookstore. If you want to find something about growing something or building something, that's back there in that little old dinky place called Crafts and Handyman stuff, and, you know, how to build a tool shed, how to run a railroad. Mm-hmm. Now, that's back there in the back of the book, in that special section back there, back of the bookstore. But all your glossy 800 pages of murder is right up front, right there in the window. Great, big, beautiful, glossy books. I mean, $87 a copy. Get them now. They're flying off the shelves. I mean, you better get them now, because they won't be available, I mean, for very long.
Yes.
Until we go to the second publication.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In answer to the question, yes.
Okay.
In the system of white supremacy, murder is worshipped. Dead bodies are worshipped.
Okay.
Body counts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility, with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. And here's a few that I'm going to share with you. This is Libby with Libby Rand. Wiggins World with Stacey Wiggins. As a matter of fact, I think he's going to be on her show coming up. And Stacey deals with wellness and all kind of health things. Very, very good. You ought to give it a listen. And, of course, one of my favorites is, everybody knows this, is New Money. And, boy, do we need to understand that. But here's the point. All these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on programs. And then there you will see a current list of all the programs that TalkTainmentRadio.com has to offer. Just click on it and give it a sample and see if you like it, or if you don't, you can subscribe to it or like it, whatever you want to do. But remember, all this comes from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I also neglected to tell you that we can be seen and heard on the YouTube channel. Sorry about that, but all you have to do is go to the YouTube channel and type in the word Talktainment, and then there's a place for you to type in the word radio, and then scroll down and type in Talktainment number 2, and then there you can see us, see me, and hear the program. You can also go to facebook.com/Talktainment if you want to hear the entire show. Some people only hear themselves. You can also do it this way, as you're doing now. Listen to it by going to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and just click on Listen Live, and you're there. 1-877-932-9766 or the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, @gmail.com. We are taking the focus here is Q&A again, because we have an overwhelming response to it from last week, so we're going to continue. Mr. Fuller, this comes from, let's see here, Brother Thompson. He says this: Mr. Fuller, I wanted to say something about how the code handles the issue of sex. Others may say the same. I'm not criticizing it. It's just very few people these days are going to tell a sex partner or partners, and there is a bunch of that going on, how many people and who they have been with before engaging in sex. People are stressed and many times drunk and or high on drugs, so that they are not thinking clearly, or they simply are horny and want somebody. These days, we're lucky if people even use protection, and there are more STDs than ever now since whites bring them from the animal kingdom that they are also a part of. If everyone revealed all of their sex partners before having sex, then no one would be having sex except maybe the remaining virgins on the planet. It's just not practical in today's environment. Ideal, but not practical. Mr. Fuller, you care to respond to that?
In other words, if I'm getting it, it's a lot there that was said, and I didn't get the essence of the question.
He was speaking of sex partners and before people having sex, exposing or telling how many people that they've had sexual intercourse with, or whatever sexual encounters. He said that people aren't honest anymore. And he said, although the idea is practical to sit down and talk, but it's not going to happen for the most part.
Well, if it's not going to happen, then you take the consequences of it not happening. Because the reason I put this in the book, that if you have a sex partner, and this is for the future, because, the book, this was the updated version of the 1984 edition of the textbook for victims of white supremacy. So in the eighth area of activity, I have a section where I say that before people engage in their first sexual act, and I address this to non-white people all over the world, that they should know everything that there is to know, so that they don't ever say, I wish I had known, or if I had known, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everything that you can possibly find out about that person that you're going to have sexual intercourse with should be known. This is in the 2016 edition, because between the interim of 1984 and 2016, I hadn't thought of a list of questions that should have been asked, that should be asked. I hadn't thought of it at all. But by 2016, I had been thinking about it for some years, and I said, the three words that kept coming up and people saying they can't get along with somebody, or that they got to get a divorce, or that all of the fights that go on and whatnot. I mean, the brutality that goes on between male with female, the male beating up the female about this, that, and other. I mean, black people screaming and yelling at each other all the time. It comes from lack of knowledge and understanding. I came to that conclusion over the years of this story after story, all the stories that I was familiar with and everything that I could think of going way back. Why do people get together and then break up? I mean, they're all glassy-eyed and whatnot when they get together, but there's a reason why they break up. And so the reason is you didn't know what you should have known about the other person. That's the only reason. That's the only reason these breakups happen. And these three words, I didn't know.
Yes.
Or, to paraphrase, I should have known.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I had known.
Mm-hmm.
If I had known that you did this, or you were like this,
mm-hmm.
or that would make you mad, or that you were on parole. So I'm saying the first thing you want out of the way is every question dealing with sex that you could possibly ever ask a person or ever want to know about a person. That should take place before the first act of sexual intercourse happens. For one thing, it'll slow everything down to a crawl.
It sure will.
Because a lot of people don't want to reveal things
right.
about themselves.
Correct.
Or you're all chomping at the bit to get with each other.
Correct.
Well, the code book, the way I've written it, you do have that option. I mean, it's between you and your partner. But I'm saying, like I said, beginning of the answer to this question, be ready for the failure in that so-called relationship, particularly where black females are concerned. Because black females are saying that we are desperate to have some type of real relationship with somebody. We're sick of this mess. It's nothing but just a mess. One mess right after another, even among people who are celebrities and whatnot. Nobody, for the most part, is getting along for 15 minutes. I mean, it's just, so-called relationships between black males and black females are almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, it's just nothing to it. No substance at all.
Yes, sir.
I mean, completely rotten inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
And why is this? There's a reason for it. Lack of knowledge and understanding of the person you're with before that first act of sexual intercourse. That is where the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the problem is. It's not really serious. See, you can sit and have coffee or whatever you do. I mean, hold hands and whatnot and talk about the state of the world. You can do that forever. But once you have that first act of sexual intercourse, then you consider yourself in some type of relationship. And if you don't know everything that there is to know about that person, you don't have a question mark anywhere. The conjecture is, according to the code, according to what I have written, now you are risking getting into something that's going to be fatalistic and going to be sorry for down the road somewhere.
Okay.
We have to be just that strict with ourselves and each other that whomever you get in bed with, I mean, and you say that you are going to have sexual intercourse with that person, it shouldn't be any complaints about anything ever after you get out of that bed.
Right.
That is the conjecture.
That's the conjecture.
That is the code.
Okay.
There shouldn't be not a single complaint. I mean, next week, a week after that, 10 weeks after that, 40 years after that, it shouldn't be not one complaint.
Oh.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because complaints come from lack of knowledge of who you're with.
Alrighty.
So you're supposed to know everything that there is to know.
Alrighty.
I'm talking about everything. It shouldn't be nothing that you don't know.
Okay. All right.
About the person that you are with.
Okay, George, there you go, the answer to your question. Let's take a phone call here. Caller, you are now on, and you can be heard with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
All righty, peace. Good morning, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller. This is Mansoor Celestin calling again from D.C. And I want to ask a question about the revised expanded edition on page 421. on the Revised Expanded Edition, the second line from the very bottom, it says, study yourself. Ask yourself, is there any logical reason why anyone would want to spend most of his or her time in your presence? And I asked myself that question. Honestly, I can say there is no logical reason why anyone would want to spend much time, let alone most of their time in my presence. So I want to ask you, Mr. Fuller, what is the codified response? What are some logical reasons why someone would want to spend most of his or her time in your presence? And I have another question, too.
Oh, you mean in my presence? Are you talking about Neely Fuller?
Well, maybe yours, but any average victim, prisoner of war, or victim of white supremacy.
Oh, well, I think if I understand the question, I think, you know, that's why I put it in there. Every person should ask that question. Why would anybody want to spend any time with me? Now, every black person on the planet, right this minute, should ask that question. Why would anybody, anywhere, want to spend, come looking for me, to spend time? Time is very important. Time is one thing we all have. We are here. Spend time with me. Spend time doing what? Whatever you're going to do. But why would anybody want to spend time with me? Talking to me. Walking down the street with me. Be seen with me. Why would anybody want to do that? Anybody anywhere in the world. Now, every black person on the planet right this minute should ask him or herself that question and give him or herself an honest answer. I mean, if you want to, just go and stand in front of the mirror and think about yourself. Think about everything that you know, everything that you do, everything you believe in, how you look right now, right this minute. Every black person, male and female, a lot of males, go stand and look in the mirror right now and ask yourself, at first sight, why would anybody, anywhere on the planet, come looking for me to spend precious time with me? For what reason? For whatever reason. You can just name what, I mean, you name the reason, you're asking yourself the question. So why would anybody want to spend time with me? I'm looking at me in the mirror. Why would anybody, at first sight, even, passing, you know, looking at me on the subway or wherever, just all of a sudden say, boy, that's somebody I really want to talk to. Why would anybody want to do that? Ask yourself that about yourself and give yourself an honest answer. Take a good look at who you are and what you do and what you believe in and ask yourself why anybody would want to spend 10 minutes in your presence. Because I do it. And you know what I came up with? I couldn't think of a reason at all.
Me neither.
None.
Honestly.
None. See, I'm honest with myself. None. Zero. Zilch. Minus zero. Zero into infinity. I can't think of any reason.
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Carl. I know you had a second question, but yep, we
sir.
Are up against a break. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to enter into the break. I want you to hang on, then we'll have Mr. Fuller address your second question. Is that all right with you? Say yes.
Yep, thank you, Mr. Bobby.
All righty. All right, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be there. Now, I want you to stay right there because we're going to finish up with my brother's question. Shout out to Michael Washington and Teresa Harmon in Albuquerque and to everybody else that's listening. Thank you. Don't forget to donate. All this and more coming up from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
The Urban Culture Arts Foundation presents Baba Shanga Obadina Pakaki on Sunday, August the 18th from 4 to 7 and Saturday, August the 24th from 2 to 5. All events will occur in the William H. Thomas Out Gallery at 1270 Bryden Road. For more information, call 614-252-7525 or 614-745-1753.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C.
K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to RepoHomesList.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And our topic today is a continuation of last week's topic, which was Q&A. I had an overwhelming response to that, so it was decided to continue it this week. And if it keeps on going the way that it is, then we will do it next week. Before we go on, just want to make a shout-out to Brother Kay and, of course, Eddie D and Reverend Galen. They make me and see on camera, they make me look good. It's not me. They make me look and sound good. But beside all that, now you know, it's not me. All right, my brother from Washington, D.C., is that correct?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mansfield, okay. From Washington, D.C.
All right, go ahead, my brother, with your second question.
All right, thank you, Mr. Barber. My second question is, Mr. Fuller, it seems like we are being constantly deliberately inundated and traumatized with the repetitive news of black people being killed on the news, which causes a lot of non-constructive behavior and confusion. What should be our codified response towards news or constant barrage of black people being killed around this country and around the world?
To stop killing. That should be it. And how do we stop that? For one thing, don't make non-constructive contacts. Make every contact, and of course I just finished talking about why would a person want to talk to Neely Fuller? Why does any person want to talk to any other person? Period. That's a question. And the answer should be, the logical and constructive answer should be always in you make constructive contacts. Otherwise, you don't make any contact with anybody, anywhere, at any time. Always make every contact, deliberate contact that you make with each and every person that you contact, have in mind that you're going to produce a constructive result from that contact. If you don't have it in mind, something that's going to happen, that's going to have a constructive result, you don't have any business, according to the code, based on logic, making contact with any creature on the planet, anytime. That's the whole purpose of the code. Every contact should have a constructive result. You're making contacts with people. I would like to talk to you. The black guy standing out in front of the liquor store. This is one that I've used down for years. Hey, baby, don't you want to talk to me? See, that's contact. All right. So where is the logical question that she should ask? He asked the question. See, I'm saying everything is resolved through questions and answers. Now, he's asking, hey, baby, don't you want to talk to me? All right. Now, an excellent response to that is, to you for what? In other words, she has a question. She doesn't know whether, you know, he's making the approach. So evidently he's making an offer, all right? Hey, I'm offering you something. I'm offering you a chance to talk to me. Hey, baby, don't you want, talking about want now, that four-letter word, W-A-N-T, that we talk about on page 171. I finally got that correct.
Yes.
Out of my foggy mind, I kept
right.
saying 117 is 171
okay.
of the textbook. That word want. Hey, baby, don't you want to talk to me? How many times have I heard that, particularly in the old days? Okay. Talk to you about what? For what? See, it might be about four or five questions that come before, you know, because the talk now has already started.
Yes.
See, so, but it should be in the form of a question. Talk to you about what in order to accomplish what?
Hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
Now, and let him answer according to whatever he made his first pitch for. Because
mm-hmm.
he's talking about wants.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a lady passing by that he doesn't know, but he's coming out of a door. And he says, hey, baby, don't you want to talk to me? Well, in polite conversation, I mean, you know, well, maybe, yes, maybe not. Talk to you about what? In order to accomplish what? What is anybody going to get out of talking to you?
Mm-hmm.
Why you? Out of all the people on the planet. Why not the fellow standing down on the next block at the bus stop and not you?
Okay.
Why you? All right? He should be ready with a constructive answer.
Yes,
if he's not, he ought to go somewhere and find a constructive answer to that question.
Okay, yes, sir. All righty. Mr. Jim Dennison, I'm going to ask your question via the Gmail after I have Mr. Fuller address his book. We're a little ahead of time here, but I'm still revelishing in Hey Baby, at least the way that you said it, Mr. Fuller. But anyway, this is the time that we dedicate for Mr. Fuller's book. But let me read this first. TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Our topic today is the Q&A number 2, having Mr. Fuller address your questions and answers to your questions. 1-877-932-9766 or 7, the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby at gmail.com. Now, here we go. This is the point of the show that we have Mr. Fuller address his book, which was slightly addressed earlier. Mr. Fuller, go ahead about your book.
Yes, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. Producejustice.com. Because that's what we're supposed to be trying to produce, theoretically. If you're going to have a world that's out of balance, where people are out of balance with each other,
mm-hmm.
the reason probably is a lack of justice. So what is justice? Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. But you can't have justice and a system of racism on the same planet at the same time. That is absolutely impossible. If you have a system of racism anywhere on the planet, you cannot have justice anywhere on the planet. You can't have white supremacy and justice on the same planet at the same time. That is absolutely impossible, because justice means guaranteeing that no person is mistreated, and white supremacy means a whole lot of people are going to be mistreated. That's what it's designed to do. Okay? That's what white supremacy means, mistreating people of color. So that's a guarantee. That's what it's made for. Otherwise, you couldn't even call it that. That would be a misnomer, okay? But the book is about replacing the system of white supremacy with the system of justice and using yourself as an individual person, as an agent of doing that and how to go about doing it each and every day. We've talked about some of the ways right today. I mean, you don't talk to a person unless you have a constructive reason. That would go a long ways in stopping black people talking about killing, from killing each other to start with. Right away, the killing would almost come to a standstill. Just that. Think about it. I want to harp on that for a minute because that's real important. That's what the book is about. I want you to have the book, but it's a guideline for reaching that. And one of the main suggestions, these are just suggestions in the book, is don't make contact with anybody without a constructive reason for doing so. Now, black people make contacts all the time. We love making contact. All that hugging and high-fiving and whatnot, we love making contact. But our contacts are poisonous. We have to admit that. We all carry poison. I carry poison. And we spread that poison. But if we start coming up with a code where we don't make contact with anybody without a constructive reason for doing so, mm-hmm. and being able to explain that reason, that will, overnight, a lot of this stuff that you hear about killing black people, black on black crime and all like that, that would be greatly reduced and almost come to a standstill. It would stop. Okay. It would just go. Because in order to do anything with anybody, you first got to make contact.
Okay.
The book says no contact, no conflict. So go to producejustice.com. That's how to get the book.
Okay. Before I ask Jim Dennison's questions, Mr. Fuller, let me ask you this. You can just briefly answer this. If one of the persons on the morning show of Joe Scarborough of MSNBC wanted you to come on national TV and discuss the compensatory concept or speak about your book, would you, Neely Fuller Jr., go on national TV to discuss your book to solve the race problem?
Would I go on television?
Yes, MSNBC in particular.
People have asked me about that, and I have thought about, you know, that venue and all that down through the years. But I have avoided television, mm-hmm. period. And I don't particularly like to be on in a talk show. Why? Because I say that black people should become their own leaders.
Yes.
And black people have a tendency, and the white supremacists have done this to us, to always be looking for someone who is their leader. We are trained that way, looking mm-hmm. for a leader, constantly looking for a leader, a messiah, or somebody that, you know, to do all the talk for us without us doing any talking for ourselves. But the compensatory code says every black person should become a leader. A leader of whom? Him or herself. I say it doesn't get any better than that.
Okay. But I'm asking, since everybody's asking, how do we solve the race problem? And obviously, you had just spoken about your book. There's a lot of people that don't know. And
Yes, I want people to know about the book.
Okay, so would you go on the national TV, MSNBC, to speak specifically about your book on how to solve the race problem?
I would rather somebody else did that.
But
I don't want the focus to be on me.
Okay, I got you.
I want the focus to be on the concept, the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept.
Okay.
Because I think this is a huge breakthrough. I mean, we don't have to drag on with this race problem, I mean, any longer. I think we can take care of this entire race problem overnight. That is my goal with this book.
Okay.
And I think that if people know about the book, and start following and testing. This is very important. I want people to test the things that are written in this book.
Agreed.
Put them to a test, each individual.
Okay.
and see if it works for them as individuals.
Okay.
That's the whole concept.
I agree with that. But I ask that because you wrote the book and you said that all problems are solved through questions and answers. So they can't really ask anybody else but you because you wrote the book. And that's why if they wanted you to come on TV, because you wrote the book, they would have a chance to ask you the question of how to solve the race problem, which you just did a few moments ago in discussing your book.
Yes, but this can be done through this venue. I'm doing this right now.
Yes, you are doing it right
I'm
now.
I'm doing it right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Okay.
But I would like for people to amplify the existence of the book and the concept, not just Neely Fuller's book. See, we don't have a concept of how to approach the race problem in a different way from what we have been doing.
Okay. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. This is the reason. I want to de-emphasize the personality thing.
Okay.
I mean, people looking for that, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or 200 black leaders that know everything and can solve everything and be the spokesperson for everything. No, be your own spokesperson.
Okay.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Okay.
To know what to say that's even better than what Neely Fuller is saying.
Gotcha.
See, okay. That should be the goal.
All righty. This comes from Jim Dennison. Caller, hang on, because I said I would do Jim's question first. He said his name is Jim. He said, Mr. Fuller, he said, which of the 9 areas should be attacked first to change? Also, which is the hardest, then the easiest? Thank you.
Which is the hardest?
He said, which of the 9 areas of people activity should be attacked first to change, and also which is the hardest, then the easiest?
Oh, all of them. Economics, education, these are the 9 areas. They're all equal. See, and you got to attack them all at once because they're all interconnected. In fact, if you solve the problems in one area of activity, or I'll say in 8 areas of activity, and don't solve the problem in the 9th area, all of the other 8 areas, the ones that are left, are going to become unraveled. Why? Because they're all connected. See, economics is connected with education.
Mm-hmm.
Education is connected with entertainment. In alphabetical order now, I'm going. Entertainment is connected with labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war. They're all interconnected. If you touch any one of these areas of activity, it's going to affect every other area. They're not disconnected.
Okay.
These are just labels for the fabric of cloth that is all one piece. You touch any part of that suit of clothing, you're touching the whole suit of clothing, you might say. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And that's the way that works.
Okay.
Just like the universe itself. The universe itself is all connected. Every grain of sand is connected with every drop of water, either directly or indirectly.
Okay.
I mean, this is the way you have to look at it.
Alrighty.
So you have to correct every area of activity. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to correct any area of activity.
All right.
And you do it all simultaneously.
Simultaneously. Okay, Jim, there you go. You can look it up since you say it's here at work now, but he's already addressed that. Okay, caller, you are now on with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. You can be heard. What is your question?
Is this me?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello, yes, I can hear you.
I just wanted to ask a question because I have been studying racism, white supremacy, since I came across the code, actually by Dr. Welsing's recommendation, since I read her Crest Theory of Color Confrontation and all of her works. And she had indicated that the code should be recommended reading. So I got that in the mid-'80s. And since then, I've studied a lot of scholars. And I don't see a way to defeat white supremacy. So I wanted to ask Mr. Fuller if there was a way other than to sit back and maybe wait for the system to implode on itself. Because we don't seem to be putting a dent in it.
That's why I wrote my book. I say that black people can do it, the non-white people of the planet, and do it overnight if we just have a code. I say that's the missing link. I could be incorrect in that analysis, but I came to that conclusion back in the 1950s, immediately, when I looked at the world situation.
The problem seems to be how to get black people to accept or codify themselves in a large-scale type way, so that it takes effect across the board. They don't seem to want to go in that direction.
That is the failure on my part, Neely Fuller's part. Well, I asked someone, or rather in a conversation once, someone said to me, someone came to me and said that they had the solution to the race problem. And I thought about that for about a fraction of a second. And I said, that's impossible for you to have the solution to the race problem. And he said, why? And I said, how can you have the solution to the race problem and I have the problem? See, that's the logic. Everything in doing anything that's successful is scientific. And that's the scientific answer. And so Neely Fuller has written... So, in answer to your question, Neely Fuller has written a book with the purpose of solving the race problem. But what you're saying, sir, is correct. Neely Fuller has not figured out how to get people to listen to him or pay attention to the book that he wrote. I haven't figured out how to do that, which means I don't have a solution either. Because the solution is... The only way you know the solution to a problem is that the problem has been solved. That's the only way you can claim that you have a solution. And that's what you got to go up against, including Neely Fuller. You can't cut him no slack either. He wrote a book, but in answer to your question, Neely Fuller does not have a solution to the race problem either. And he's got a concept, but everybody's walking around talking about, I got a concept. Or I got a book, or I got this, or I got that, or, I'm in touch with all of our ancestors and whatnot, and my ancestors told me in a prayer last night, it came to me what the solution to the race problem is. You don't have nothing, sir or ma'am, at all, because the problem is still here. The only proof that you have a solution is that the problem doesn't exist. And that goes for you too, Neely Fuller, with your book.
Because I can't get
people to read my book, and that is a failure on my part. That's a failure on Neely Fuller's part, because I say that's the missing link. That's my claim. If we do what is in this book, I say the problem will be solved. If just a handful of black people start doing it, because it will spread, and once it spreads, I say that it's all over, and it'll be over in record time, because I say that what I have in the code book is the missing link. We've tried everything but this. The individual person taking the initiative without sitting on a log, looking up at the sky, looking down the road, waiting on somebody else. But what you do every day, if you codify it, if every black person or a significant number of non-white people throughout the planet codify their thoughts, their speech, and their action. So certain things you do, certain things you don't do, each and every day.
Gotta,
the white supremacist system will collapse.
Okay. Got to leave it there. Sorry to break it off, but I got to leave it there. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Don't go anywhere. Stick and stay. Stay tuned for the second hour of the compensatory concept here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
Thanks for listening to the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. the world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.